Hi, listeners. We are still continuing on in bringing the body of Christ into their maturity in Christ, their fullness in Christ, so they can fulfill God's plans for their lives. And today's message is on consecration, having a consecrated heart. And God wants to pay attention to what is in our hearts. Because Jesus said, out of the heart proceeds evil thoughts and actions and words, and it all starts in the heart of man. And that's the reason God wants to bring the believers into a place that they pay attention to what is in their hearts and to consecrate their hearts unto God. If your heart is not set apart unto God, then your whole being will not be totally set apart unto God. Because it's the heart that dictates the direction of your life. It's not your mind. You make decisions with your mind. But it is your heart that dictates what kind of choices you are going to make as a believer. So God is saying, as believers, pay attention to your heart. In Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, I'm reading from the NIV. Proverbs 4:23 says, above all else, guard your heart. This is an instruction that God is giving to the believers. Above all else. That means this is the most important thing. Above all else, guard your heart. Guard your heart. For it is the wellspring of life. Your heart is supposed to be the wellspring of life. Because the Holy Spirit, who has been sent, lives inside of you because you have accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior. When the scriptures talks about the heart, it is the spirit of man, the real you. That's the heart of man. That's the real you. And he's saying, guard your heart above all else. For out of it flows the issues of life. That's in the King James. And in the NIV, it says, for it is the wellspring of life. Now, your heart can be either wellspring of life, that out of your heart flows God's love, God's mercy, God's peace and joy, or your heart could be filled with the things of the world. Now that's the reason God is saying, pay attention to your heart. What is in your heart? When you pay attention to your actions, your thoughts, the way you think, the way you speak, the way you act, what do you see? What do you see concerning your heart? Jesus said, out of the heart proceeds evil thoughts. Out of the heart proceeds evil words, evil actions, wrong attitudes, wrong motives. That's where they come from, your heart. And that's the reason God is instructing to guard your heart. That means he's saying, consecrate your heart to him. That means you are setting your heart to him, to walk in his ways, to fill your heart with his spirit, with his word, with his light, with his love, with his truth, so your heart truly becomes a wellspring of life. It is not a cesspool of sin, unrighteousness, or darkness, but it is a truly a wellspring of life. The life of God is flowing out of your heart to touch others, and that's the reason God is saying to the believers, you need to consecrate your heart. A consecrated heart is totally focused on God, totally devoted to God, loves God with all of their heart, their soul, and their mind, and their strength. And their entire being is totally devoted to him. When you think about your life, is that what you see? Do you see that you love God with all of your heart, your soul, your mind, and your strength? There's nothing else more important to you than God. Or do you see that you are compromising, that you are being drawn to the things of the world and you desire the things of the world and you want to compromise or you want to go along with the ways of the world? What do you see when you look at your life? You need to reflect the direction of your life. If you call yourself a born-again believer, then you need to pay attention. You need to know whether you are a true believer or not. A true believer loves the Lord with all their heart, their soul, and their mind, and their strength. They don't desire the world or the things that the world has to offer. So God is asking the believers, to come to a place of true reflection and to see what is in your heart. And if you see that your heart is not totally consecrated to God, then make that choice today to do so. You will never regret it. It'll be the greatest life that you will ever live on this earth. It'll be a life that is worth living. It'll be a life of purpose and destiny. Before I go into my message, I want to read a prophecy that God has given. Listen very carefully what He has to say to the believers. This is about consecrating your heart to God. A heart that is consecrated is a heart that is set apart, a heart that is totally devoted to God to follow Him. It is a heart that is totally surrendered and focused on God. It is a heart that will not allow the world's ways to contaminate by lowering the moral standards of God or compromising to fit in with the world. It is a heart that will totally shun all sin, unrighteousness, and darkness, and be pure and blameless before God. It is a heart that always says yes to God and no to Satan and his ways. It is a heart that is full of wisdom, knowledge, and insight, so they can maintain an intimate relationship with God. A consecrated heart is full of God's love, His mercy, and His grace. It is a heart that is full of purpose and vision for the future. A consecrated heart is full of God's light and truth. Therefore, they always choose to walk in the light and in the truth. God orders the steps of such believers and brings them into their maturity in Christ to fulfill their God-given plans. These believers hold fast to what is true and right and operate in the mind of Christ. They know and understand things in the spirit realm that many do not see. Therefore, they have clarity and true spiritual vision from the Lord. They see things the way God sees. Therefore, they operate in the mind of Christ. As a result, their lives go from glory to glory, from victory to victory, as God fulfills His plans to their lives. These believers have only one focus, that is God. God is their sole sustainer who sustains them through life to give them the abundant life He promised. Therefore, their lives are full of God's peace and joy and rest. As they live in God's rest, they walk in a peaceful realm that keeps them immovable when they go through challenges and trials and hardships. Their hearts are free from fear and distress. Therefore, they can enjoy life and be a blessing on the earth. True repentance and the precious blood of Jesus will consecrate your heart, and the Holy Spirit will give you the power to live a life that is consecrated unto God. This is a choice you make as a believer to live the rest of your life. This path has great dividends and fullness of joy, and you will never regret your choice. God is calling the believers to step into this realm of consecration and live in that realm to fulfill your destiny in Christ. As the Lord has spoken, you can hear what He wants the believers to come into. We are living in the end times, and God is trying to raise up the body of Christ, the kind of believers they ought to be, believers that are true to their faith, true in their beliefs, believers that are true to the Word of God, and they are molding their lives to live according to the Word of God. They are not living lives that are contaminated by the world. They desire to be consecrated. They desire to be set apart. They have no desire to contaminate themselves with the things of the world. And it is a choice that each believer needs to make. If you have never made that choice, God is urging you to do so. God wants you to live a consecrated life and keep your heart totally devoted to Him. So your heart becomes a wellspring of life. So your actions, your words, your thoughts that proceed out of that heart will be pure and holy and be a great blessing to others. We live in such a corrupt and a sinful world. Everywhere you look at, it's a cesspool of wickedness, corruption, evil, perversion. And God so desires His children to be so consecrated to Him that they shine as lights in this perverse, wicked generation. That's what we are supposed to be, shine as lights, because the light of Jesus Christ needs to shine through us. But as long as our hearts are not consecrated, our hearts are full of sin and unrighteousness and darkness, the light is not going to shine through us, because we are just like the world. So that's the reason the Holy Spirit is asking the believers to come to that place of consecration. It is a choice, and you have to pay a price for that. To walk with Christ, there is a price. Salvation is free, but your walk with Christ has a price. You have to realize that. You receive salvation as a gift, but your walk with Christ has a price. And God is asking you whether you will pay the price to consecrate your heart to God and to walk before Him pure and blameless, so He can use you in a powerful way on this earth in these end times. Are you willing to do that? It is a life that is worth living. It's a life of immense power and authority over the powers of darkness that you can exercise, so you can rule and further God's kingdom on this earth. Galatians 2:20, the word says, I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ that lives in me. The life that I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself up for me. I'm crucified with Christ. When you accepted Jesus Christ, you were crucified with Christ. That's what happened. When the word says you were crucified with Christ, that means you died to your ways, to your sinful ways. Now you had to live free from those old ways and the sinful ways, because you died to that. If you died to that, you no longer can live in that. But the new man that we receive from Christ lives, and that new man has to be the extension of Jesus. This is very important for you to see this. Many people go to the altar and they say a little prayer and they think that they are saved, and maybe sometimes they don't even truly repent and they walk away and thinking they are saved. True salvation is when you truly repent of your sins. Repentance means you have no desire to live the way that you lived, and you turn from your ways, wicked ways, and you turn to God and say, God, I want a new life. I want the life that you came to give me. Therefore, I receive the forgiveness of sins that Jesus Christ is offering. I want to be cleansed, and from this moment on, give me the grace to live for you. Now, that's true repentance, and that's when you get born again. And a person that is truly born again, their desire will be to follow Christ wholeheartedly. Doesn't mean that they will not make mistakes. Doesn't mean that they, from time to time, they will commit sin or walk in darkness. But as long as they realize that they died to sin and they have been freed from that sin, and now they have the power to walk with Christ, they will shun the evil ways. When the tempter comes to tempt them with sin and unrighteousness and darkness, they will shun it because they have no desire for it. In their heart, they have no desire. And when those times come, the temptations come, they shun and depend on the grace and the power of the Holy Spirit to continue to walk in the freedom that they received through Christ. So as a result, it is no longer them that living, but it is Christ who lives through them. So they are becoming an extension of Christ. Actually, their spirit man is allowing the Lord Jesus Christ to live through them. So their actions become like Jesus. Their thoughts become His thoughts. Their words become extension of what Jesus would say. And that's how you walk a consecrated life. It all proceeds from the heart. It all starts in the heart. That's the reason God is saying, pay attention to what's in your heart. If you know how your heart is full of hatred, if you know your heart is full of unforgiveness, If you know your heart is full of sin and the things of the world and the cravings of the world, then there has not been any change, and you need to go before the Lord and truly repent and say, God, I don't want this. I don't want to live this way. I want to be born again with the new spirit so that I can follow you wholeheartedly and love you and serve you all the days of my life with all of my heart, my soul, my mind, and my strength. Now, this is what God is asking the believers. And if you make that choice, make a simple prayer from the heart. God looks at your heart. God knows your thoughts. God knows your intentions. You cannot hide anything from God. So come before Him. Be totally transparent with Him. Confess all your wrongdoings, all your sins, all your darkness, all your habits, whatever that you know is wrong. Confess it. Be truthful. Don't hide and don't make excuses. God loves truth. And therefore be real and truthful with God. And for that kind of person, God will come. He will forgive. He will cleanse you through the precious blood of Jesus, make you holy and pure and blameless and righteous before Him, and help you to walk that consecrated life to the grace of God. You are not going to do it by yourself in your strength. No, He will give you the power of the Holy Spirit and the grace of God to live a consecrated life. This is your choice, and God is waiting for you to make that choice.